Adam Collins and Adam Vaux just for ESPN Quick Info here at the Bullring at the Wanderers. The South African side are playing soccer behind us after making their way to 313 for six on day one. They did very nicely indeed, but Australia fought back at crucial times.
Yeah, that's right, they did, and we saw a wonderful innings from Aidan Markram, 150, his highest test score, and at 2 for 243, South Africa were really in control, but Pat Cummins, as he has done many times during this series, made the crucial breakthrough, and then with the second new ball, the debutant Chad Sayers dismissed AB de Villiers and Kagiso Rabada in the space of three balls, so fairly even honours on after day one, which has been great.
Pat Cummins, what is it about him and the old ball? It seems like every time they chuck him a ball that's more than 60 overs old, he finds a way to break through. Today, wickets in consecutive balls, including the captain, Duplessis, who left the ball searing back into his middle stump.
Yeah, he just finds a way, doesn't he? He continues to run in. He's bowled a tremendous amount of overs throughout this series. And at the end of a long summer, you could probably forgive him for just dipping down in pace at times. But he just continues to run in and finds a way to take these crucial wickets.
Chad Sayers, you mentioned on debut, you presented him his baggy green cap before play. Let's deal with that first. What a special moment for you personally.
Yeah, it was an incredibly nerve-wracking moment. Found out last night, Gavin Dovey, the team manager, rang me and asked me if I'd be interested in presenting Chaddy's cap, and spent many an hour last night writing a few notes down. I've had the opportunity to play against Chad a lot in state cricket. I know what sort of a person he is and what sort of a bowler he is, and I was really pleased for him that he got his opportunity. Perhaps at some stage didn't think that this was going to happen. He's been in and around, but really nice to see him get his opportunity today.
Shane Warne very critical of Sayers on television, saying he doesn't bowl fast enough to be a threat at international level. I'm assuming you don't share that view, given the way he bowled at the end of play, and also that we've seen Vernon Philander be so effective in international cricket.
Yeah, he's got 240 first-class wickets at 21 or 22. He's consistently been one of the highest wicket takers, if not the leading wicket taker in Sheffield Shield cricket over the past few seasons, and his consistency you can't deny. Yes, he doesn't bowl at 140 k's now, but neither does Vernon Philander, and he's one of the best bowlers in the world. So I think we saw that at times he certainly challenged the batsman, and he made those really crucial breakthroughs at the end of the day.
Aidan Markram, his second century of the series, he looks every bit the next captain of this country.
Yeah, he continues to impress every time we watch him bat. He just looks better and better. He's obviously got a lot of confidence from Newlands. We know that they see him as a future leader. He's captained the team in the recent one-day series, and he goes from strength to strength, and I really like what I see.
And Australia had to fight back against a lot of what happened this week and turn out a performance that was befitting the new era. Their fielding standards today were very high as well.
Yeah, and when I was presenting the cap, I mentioned that this was an opportunity for this team to start the healing process and start to regain a little bit of what's been lost over the last week. And I thought they took the first steps towards that today. They had a red-hot crack. You don't expect anything less from an Australian team. But as you mentioned, the fielding, I thought, was really good today.
A fantastic day's cricket here at Johannesburg. Adam Collins and Adam Vaux for ESPN Cricket Info. We'll talk to you tomorrow.